What's going on, everybody? Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Just want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors of Old City Sports Network, Fanatics, Row One Brand, Norse Beards, Righteous Felon Jerky, Sterling Pig Brewery, Neshaminy Creek Brewing, Hangman Brewing, and Bright Path Brewing. If it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be an Old City Sports Network. You can find all their links in the description, all the promo codes you can use are in our description. Thanks, everybody. Everybody, Jesse from Flyers Alley, along with Gummy Wade for episode 107 of Flyers Alley. What's going on, man? How was your week? How's your weekend been?
Week was pretty good. Weekend went by way too fast. You know, it is what it is. Flyers actually playing fucking some hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get into it. A lot of good stuff going on here. For today, how about that weather last night, no?
Oh, fucking right.
Oh, yeah. So I'm whipping around. I hope Vincent Rich are chiming in here. Here goes Brandon Pauls. What's going on, brother? We've got about 6 o'clock today. Flyers Penguins. Well, I'll be doing the same thing again, whipping around. I was whipping around trying to find – so check this out. ESPN Plus is fucking garbage, okay?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
I know that. I have it. I know.
Yeah. Well, so Vince and Rachel have it. So we all share shit, you know. So I'm whipping around yesterday, going fucking ape. I had the plan. The wife put the beers in the freezer. Like we're ready to rock, dude. We're ready to rock and roll. Char's ready. Got the snacks all ready to rock. So first off, I found out that Sterling Pig's Orange Tree Wheat does not like being in the freezer. That turned into a slushy, but it ended up being very fucking good. But I'm whipping around all these streaming sites, apps, and no one has them. So I lost my access to Fubo. That's gone right now. I knew that was coming. So it says that it's on NBC Sports. You can watch it on NBC Sports Philadelphia. So I go to my team's app. My team's app is fucking disabled now. It's gone. They don't use it anymore. They refer you to NBC Sports app. So I go to the NBC Sports app. It's not on there.
But the same thing. Because it's blacked out?
I guess. So I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I'll go to ESPN Plus. Go to ESPN Plus. It's on there. So I click on it. Flyers feed. It says it's not available in your area.
Yeah. That's what I got.
I click on the Sabres feed. It's not available in your area. I click on the feed that says start from the beginning after the game has already started. Not available in my area. What the fuck is available? What the fuck is going on here? So finally, the warden comes through in the clutch. Why don't you check Hulu? And I'm like, get on there. It's on fucking Hulu.
That's weird because I live literally right down the street from you. I go to Hulu. Not there.
Really?
I searched it. It says Flyers, watch now. I click on it. it shows me the Montreal game, not the Sabres game. So I'm like, so then I did the NHL 66, even though it was, you know, it's my son's bedtime around then. So the game with no sound was still good. So I had that on.
If I do it on my computer, I get sound. But if I do it on my phone and try to cast it to my Xbox, it tells me to go fuck myself. And so, dude, I was whipping around, dude. Like, I was sweating. Like, exact. See, this is what I'm saying. And it's not their package. It tried to blame it on the package. And it was like, oh, your package and area. Why would the package and the area? They're at home.
The area is because Comcast owns the rights of showing home teams, or at least our area. Back in the day, back in like rabbit ears and when satellite dishes were a thing, me and my dad go to the Radio Shack to buy another set of rabbit ears. He comes walking out with this fucking giant ass fucking frisbee. I bought satellite. I got this package. We can watch anything we want. Set it all up at home. Yeah. Blacks out every fucking Flyers, Eagles, and Phillies game. We're like, we're in the fucking city. How do you block it out? Yeah. Oh, because they don't have the rights of it.
Live in the city, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I tried to. Vince Decar says ESPN and MLB app makes you fucking pay, then tells you that you're not available. And it's funny you say that, because when I was in the old house on Cherry Street in Upper Chi, I got center ice. And it told me that it was blacked out.
I had that too.
And then I called, and they said, "Yeah, it's not available in your area." And I said, "Why the fuck would I buy center ice to watch every other team but the one that I watch?" And she was like, "Sir," and the chick actually said, "Sir, I totally understand. I don't know why this happens." I'm like, "Well, I don't want it. It doesn't work." And I never got it again. And people still pay for it. It's crazy. But, yeah, dude, I was whipping around. I was so mad. Lynn's came through with the Hail Mary, dude. And was it her sister has Hulu? I guess they have the sports package too.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was it. I was just like,
yeah, I have all that through it. I actually had the Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus package. I pay $6.99. You go to buy one of those apps, it's like you're looking at $9.99 per app. So there was a bundle at the beginning of the year. Actually, it might have been the beginning of last year. And my wife just jumped on it. She's like, you know, Carson's going to start watching cartoons and shit.
Yeah.
So Disney Plus will have that. Meanwhile, she and I watch more shit on it than he does. So.
Oh, dude, I'm all over it. Well, The Mandalorian, all that shit's on there, too.
Just now started getting into that. So.
I have to. So we're finishing Carnival Row, which I highly recommend.
What the hell is that?
It's on Prime. It's awesome. It's awesome. Trust me. Well, if you have an imagination, it's awesome.
Well, I have Prime. We just got Paramount Plus with Stars for. Oh,
God, you're getting wrapped up.
No, we got it because there was a deal with it. Like where we normally, when we do packages like that, it's either through Hulu or through Amazon. Because Amazon, I got HBO on it for $6.99. They love that $6.99.
Yeah, they do.
So,
the ones that we actually have are Peacock and HBO Max. Everything else we borrow from everybody.
Right, and that's the thing. Like you're always wanting to fucking lend stuff out to people. So,
oh, I do. Oh, yeah, man. I don't care. I'll lend other people shit.
One thing. We should get a VPN sponsor, because if you get a VPN,
yeah, right,
you can fucking watch anything the fuck you want, movies, games in other fucking countries, or whatever. And it's harder for people to track your internet.
Yeah, it's worth looking into.
So,
but yeah, ESPN Plus, 100%.
Don't even flush it. Just leave it there on the fucking seat.
Don't flush it. Anyway, we can get into this bad boy. Make sure you guys go like us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley. We have a like and a group page. Go to the group page, go to the OCSN group page, go to both and invite all your people. It's good stuff over there. On Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley, and make sure you guys go subscribe to the YouTube page Old City Sports Network. And like we have said the past couple weeks, the OCSN landline is on. So make sure you guys dial 302-367-7276 and tell us what you're thinking. Got something on the Flyers. Anytime, doesn't matter what the topic is, get it in here, we'll get her on.
Be sure to leave a message too. Don't just call and if nobody picks up.
If I don't like you, you call it any time, really. I mean, if you write it down, you call it any time, leave a message. We'll put it on air the next episode. And if you're calling for another show on the network, you know, there's tons of other shows on the network. If you're calling for one of them, leave it, and I'll send them the sound clip, and they can play it on their show. So before we jump into this bad boy, we do have to highlight a little bit of Flyers broadcaster Steve Coates retires after 43 seasons with the Flyers. The next one's going to be Lou Nolan.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, they got him up in the rafters now. So
yeah, the next one's going to be him, and it's kind of interesting on who's going to replace these two guys. I think Jordan Hall would probably be the best one to do Lou Nolan. I love Jordan Hall. If you the Flyers talk app, it's their official app or their official podcast. It's pretty good. Taron Hatcher used to be on it. She's not on it anymore, but yeah, it's a good one. So I think he would be good for that. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, good on that guy. Everyone loves Coatsy. Coatsy's corner back in the day. Yeah. You know? So
man likes to drink.
Yeah, we all do. So hate to see him go though. I mean, what's gonna suck is we're gonna start seeing all these guys that we grew up on leaving, and then it's gonna be like
this new guy sucks.
We're gonna hate it. We're gonna fucking hate it. I know we're gonna hate it.
Unless if they get like another ex player. I mean, I don't think Hartnell will, because I think he's gonna be behind the desk.
Yeah.
They should get somebody like Kimmo Tiiminen or somebody that might be around the way. Yeah, but if he wants to come over back from Sweden.
He was just in town, right? Anyway.
It was just a good dinner.
Yeah.
Free dinner.
Let's get into some Flyers talk out here. All right, Flyers Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. Make sure you click on the link in the description and then use code BASKET for, Easter's coming next week. 65% off site-wide. Check that bad boy out because, you know, they are the official jersey manufacturers of the NHL now. So, you know, check that out. Also, not trying to throw them under the bus, but I'm pretty sure you could go to the Flyers site and get 50% off any jersey there too, because they're basically just
clearing house.
Yeah, before Fanatics does their thing. So make sure you click on the link in the description. Use code BASKET for 65% off. That's a big deal. So 65% off is a lot. First one of the week is the Flyers beat the Canadiens 3-2. We got no goals in the first. We do have this guy who Morgan Frost has come out he's come out to play.
Do you think he's playing better just because he's under Tortorella? Maybe.
I would say that my personal opinion is I think he's playing better under Tortorella and the fact that Giroux's not here anymore. I think that he's out from behind the shadow of Claude Giroux.
Just gonna... You mean the skirt?
Or the skirt. Whichever one you want to, Greg Montour checks in. Fanax doesn't have jerseys to fit over my chest protector.
Don't be so fucking big. Stop juicing.
Yeah, man. Why don't you lay off the voids there, brother? No. What are you doing out there? Or the pasta, whichever one. Yeah, so Morgan Frost scores in the second, assisted by Kevin Hayes and Ristolainen. And then in the third, he scores again, assisted by Cam York. And then Owen Tippett scores unassisted. And then they end up winning. That was a That was a very solid game by Sandstrom. Wish I could say that about last night. Just say. No one played last night, so I can't even just put that all on him.
Yeah.
So, but
they made a slight push, and then the rest of the team was like, nah.
Yeah. It was a bad look. But we'll get into that. This is a good look, though. Good look. No one likes the Canadiens, so I like that. I like that they won. I did just pick up their guy off of fantasy. This
Doc.
No, his name's Raphael Harvey Pinard, and he's rated 2.2. Oh, the dog's about to freak out. Let your dog in over there, fella. What are you doing? Yeah, he's got 2.2 points a game. So I had to pick him up. I took a chance. I did. And the kid scores. I have no idea who he is. But yeah, so Flyers take this win. Let me see. Morgan Frost, Sandstrom, and Cam York are the stars of the game. I like Cam York's play also. I gotta admit that.
Yeah, he's gotten better with seasoning. I mean, I think he would probably be better next year if he stayed with the full roster with the Phantoms, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that. They needed a defenseman, though. I mean, like I always say, like it doesn't always work.
Right. Sorry, I keep getting sidetracked. I'm editing my fantasy roster.
Oh, yeah, you're actually giving a shit right now?
No, I just want to be spoiled. Ruin other people's chances.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason why I unloaded McDavid for Joe Schmo and a box of shoes.
Joe Schmo seems to be popping up an awful lot these past couple shows.
Yeah. He's a popular guy.
And we get into the Battle Royale, which we'll get into in Knuckle Dusters. We'll get into a little bit later. Probably Buttes of the Week. The Flyers played the Senators. Senators won overtime because of Sandstrom. I was gonna say I'm gonna throw it. I mean, he came out of the net and he got owned, and that's what I don't know why the fuck they do that. Stay in the net. But you got let's say D'Angelo scored in a second, assisted by York and Hayes. Then you got Cam York unassisted in the third, and then Noah Cates assisted by Ristolainen and Tony D'Angelo. Got Owen Tippett assisted by Sanheim and Frost, and then DeBrincat won the game for the Senators, but they came back like beyond any hope known to man, you know.
Yeah, they clawed their fucking way back in.
And let me tell you something. I thought I was gonna have to write all this down, but I'm not going to. Nick DeLaurier fight. I mean, we have it in here. We have it in here. So
good. It's
locked in. That fucking guy, dude. I don't want to hear anybody else say that he wasn't worth the fucking money, because he is. He just fucking is.
Just entertainment value at that.
Yeah. He that happens. I mean, Farabee gets in a little scrum. We got that in there too. And it's just, I mean, Cam York, it was a great game because it was so physical. I thought Cam York was out. He got headhunted. No one called the headhunt.
No one called. Yep.
Absolutely. One of the most dangerous hits I've seen in a while. You know, Sanheim's taking shots. Sanheim and DeLaurier are taking shots at Giroux, which I love to see.
Of course.
You know, and now he's off the team. I don't have to hate him. You know, I never hated him to begin with. But, like, yeah, he's not on the team anymore. Take some shots at him. Sanheim was leveling his ass. I love it. I love it. I know Greg Monthor doesn't like Sanheim, but he was earning his paycheck that game. But yeah, they ended up losing. Sandstrom comes out of the net, gets caught, and they bury it. DeBrincat buries it. Worst person you want, you know, in front of an open net.
Right.
But still got a point out of it, and it's crazy because they're not mathematically out of it yet.
Yeah, which is fucking crazy.
Isn't that nuts? Well, I can get into that too, but. Then we have last night's debacle against the Sabres. Flyers lost 6-3. Morgan Frost scored in the first, assisted by Brendan Lemieux and Wade Allison. And then we don't have anything until the end of the second. Morgan Frost scores, assisted by Farabee and Sanheim. And TK comes back that game. He scores, assisted by Noah Cade. There were some questionable calls in this game.
Oh, yeah. There both sides.
Not called. Yeah. Well, yeah. To be honest with you, there was more on theirs than it was on ours.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to feel like a.
No, bias. I mean, I'm saying that there were more calls that should have been called on us.
Oh, okay. I see what you meant. Yeah. Like, but that's what I mean. Like, I mean, if players can get fined for fucking doing checks to the head or unsportsmanlike gestures, saying some things that aren't on mic and still get these $1,000 or $5,000 fines, I think these fucking refs should too. Yeah, they don't get paid that much. So, okay, so you, maybe not a $5,000 fine, but.
So I'm seeing something throughout the league. I'm seeing a lot of the same thing throughout the league. The officiating is absolutely horrible. It's not even just the NHL, but obviously we focus on that more than anything. Yeah, it's bad. Also, I'm seeing that there are goalies that want to go at it, and the refs are literally yoking them up and ripping them into a corner. The refs are starting to get really handsy. Now, what happens, and this happened the past two games. The ref's in the middle of the play. He literally touches the puck with his skate. Gets in the way of the play. Gets in the way of the puck getting passed. Like, that's a problem. Like, now it's – they can alter the game. So my thing is, yeah, they should be penalized. I agree. I agree with what you're saying. Like, there's some things that are going on here. Now, if two goalies want to fight, you better fucking let them fight. What are you doing? Why? What's the point?
If you're talking about the Marc-Andre Fleury,
I'm not even just talking about that.
Because I mean, you got a Hall of Famer, and then you got a guy that just got lucky and won a cup 1 year, and Binghamton.
What about LA's goalie? I don't know who that was. And Gibson wanted the fight a couple weeks ago. Gibson was smacking his stick on the ice, and then the LA goalie saw, got up and started going. Dude, the ref grabbed him and ripped him to the side up against the boards. Like, for what? If I was, and that's just me, I'm a fucking dickhead. But if that's me, I'm punching that ref in the face. You don't touch. That's a professional hockey player. You're just a guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I just. Oh, there's Sam. Just wanted to pop on and say hi, guys. What's going on, Sam? Yeah, I have a real issue with that. Because they're starting to get in the way of plays. They're starting to alter the game, and they're already doing that with the I didn't call it this time, so let me call it next time. It did seem like in the Sabres game though, they didn't want the Sabres to win.
Okay,
they were calling some very quiet. Like there was a couple penalties called against the Sabres. They were kind of like, I'm not gonna say anything because we score on power plays, but here's what it is.
Right,
it won't ever change. So,
I mean, they're all for like wanting to change all this and that. They want to change the players, do this, change the player styles, doing that, limit hitting, limit fighting. Well, maybe you should start with the goaltending or with the refereeing.
So
if you're gonna do a bad call that may have blown the game for, Pittsburgh or New Jersey in a different game, I don't want to see no makeup call. If you're going to call it loosey, then call it a loose game, where you're going to let them play a little bit. Now, if you're going to be an uptight and if you're going to barely tap a guy with this stick and you're going to 2 minutes for slashing, then do it for both sides. Don't just, I'm going to call it here. And I'm not going to call it there.
It's very difficult nowadays to get into topics without sounding semi-political or sounding right. like a dick. Jake Long Senior pops in. Audible game was a good gritty game. Yeah, that's what we're looking forward to. And I have a topic in the woodshed that actually fits kind of what he's talking about. So basically. I forgot what I was going to say because the dog next door just won't. You going to let your dog in or what? We going to do this? It's ridiculous. It's what was I gonna say? That's it. I don't even remember what I was gonna say now.
Another thing I don't like what the refs are doing is the are they gonna call it icing or are they not gonna let are they gonna let him play for the puck? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think they should have another mark on the ice to where, okay, if there's two players within this amount of feet going for the puck, then either blow the whistle right away and just do an offensive face-off instead of doing the icing call where it's at the opposite end. Instead of letting two guys go in full speed into the corners if they want to try to do not the dog's fault. If they were trying to do player safeties. Yeah, you muted yourself there. Probably saying some hateful things right there.
Yeah, I'm about to go blow the neighbor up. He's about to find out. I didn't know. We're going to do Sunday fun days. You know, how about I come blow you up real quick? You want to do Sunday fun day? I'll invite the goons over. yeah, you got to let them play. It's very simple. Don't alter the game. Okay, you know, we called this last period and we missed the call, so we got to make up. No, you missed the call and that's on you. You got to eat that. It's hard to get into it without sounding like a dick. That's what I was saying. But yeah. No one knows how to lose. That's the main problem. Nobody can lose. Everything has to be even. But life's not like that. The game isn't like that. The guy. So now I think we found out, and you can see that he's doing it now. He's holding back a little bit. Wrist the line, and if he hits someone, it's a penalty immediately. Just because he's bigger than anyone. Like that's
bullshit. Like,
yeah. So like that right there is a prime example of the bigger guy gets the bad rap. I remember when I was in middle school. And I beat the fucking brakes off of this dude. I think I was like 5'5", maybe 7". Dude was like 6'1", bigger than me. I beat the fucking brakes off this guy. And then we went to court, and they laid the shit on me because of the state he was in. It's got to stay consistent. Like I get it. Guy was picking on me. I whooped his fucking ass. That's my fault. Anyway, Bristol Lyon's a big guy. Now I'm getting fired up. I'm getting fired up.
When the kid asked for his mom, you should have stopped hitting him.
Look, bud, you want to know? You want to actually? We'll get into it for a second. You want to know why that started? This guy picked up from 7th grade to 8th grade, and then went to 9th grade because I was from Delco, and I wasn't from Southern Chester County. That's why that started.
And
an Oxford boy. Let me tell you something. He wasn't ready for the Delco boy. Anyway. Mark Coleman. I'll never forget that.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I allegedly hit him with brass knuckles too. And they're like, where'd you put him? I said, yeah, I'm in 7th grade. Like, come on. Anyway, let's get in the gritty look ahead. Bad guy, swear to God. Let's see. Jeez. Jake Long Senior. Yep. They don't know. they didn't know what was going on. So pretty look ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your contraband. Also, if you spend more than $50, you get free shipping. They have, and by the way, they like our ad reads, so I'm gonna spice them up a little bit. They have flavors such as Soul Survivor Beef Jerky. That's a new one. Yep. Korean barbecue.
That's another new one that we talked about last episode.
So the Soul Survivor, yeah. Then you got Teriyaki Balboa. OG Hickory. Yeah. OG Hickory. Habanero Escobar. Baby Blues Barbecue. Victorious B.I.G. Marilyn Monroe.
That's another good one.
That one is very. I didn't think I was going to like that one because it has the Old Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that was going to mix well. And I demolished that.
I was surprised.
You could take the challenge and do the Voodoo Chili Carolina Reaper. Parental discretion advised. Don't say that.
Do
if,
it.
If you like hot shit, get the Habanero Escobar. If you want to put your life on the line, then get the Voodoo Chili. Very good, though, but very, very hot.
Yeah, I love the flavor of the Voodoo.
So good, but it's like, at what cost?
Yeah. It's like, if I don't have work the next day, all right, I'll eat this bag now.
It was bad. It was bad.
And everybody knows me around here, knows that I love my hot shit. I love my hot sauce, the peppers on everything.
Old man, dude, he couldn't handle it either. I've never seen him sweat before in my entire life. He was like, whoa, he's like, you got a bottle of water? I was like, oh my God, this is legit stuff here. The Truffalo Bill, the truffle oil, the Bourbon Franklin.
That's a nice, good flavor with that one.
The Fal Capone, it's sold out right now. Fal Capone is my personal favorite. It's
probably because of you. You probably took out another credit card. You probably just bought the whole stock of it.
Moving on.
Coming.
Darth Garlic, very good too. This is another underrated bad boy. The Ancho Villa. It's got a little spice to it.
I haven't tried that one.
No, it's good. It's real good. It's got some kick to it, but it's good. And then the Nelson Mandela.
That's a good one.
And then they have, beef sticks, OG Hickory. They have the habanero. They have a new one for the beef stick. They have taco pork, a street taco.
Oh, I got to try that.
And then they have lemon pepper turkey.
Ooh.
So make sure you guys don't lunch on this company, guys. I'm telling you. We wouldn't have them with us if they weren't good. www.righteousfelon.com, promo code CSN. Any orders over $50 is free shipping.
And you have free stickers that I love.
And Wade loves stickers. So they are cool, though. They're cool stickers, man. Tastes like a Kennedy. This guy.
You're on a whole new world today.
Yeah, he is. We got, what was it? Today, 6 p.m. Eastern, Flyers Penguins Battle of the Keystone. It's the last time the Flyers are going to be playing the Penguins this year. It's literally all we have. What was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7 more games left, and then the season's over. So everyone tune into that. It's always a good one. They're struggling with their goalie. We just got TK back. Let's fucking go. I think we'll be all right. So we go with 6 p.m. too. You can throw some beers back. Yeah.
When they brought TK up, who'd they bench?
When they brought him back.
Yeah, I didn't see the transaction.
I think they just shuffled some people around. I don't think they did anything with anybody. I don't think they didn't bring anybody up for him either.
True.
Because they can't. I mean, they don't want to because of the Phantoms.
Yeah.
we'll get into it with Sam gave me a good one. The new guy that the Flyers signed with an entry level contract. He scored his first goal the other night, first game. So nice. That's all I'm saying. And then we got Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time against the Blues. These are two winnable games. But like we had said in the past last week.
They shut it down. You know, you got Blue behind their bench still. So they can be pesky. They can linger around.
Yeah, they have.
A lot of their top talent's gone. But, you know, they still got some kids there that can run and gun.
Braden Schenn, did you see he beat the shit out of someone the other night? Lars Eller's? Dude,
he beat Ellers. John Scott's gonna be happy about that.
Yeah, he was whooping him, and then he switched. He switched hands and started uppercut. Ellers was like,
I don't know which way to fucking throw my head,
dude. I guarantee you're probably right. John Scott's probably all over that. I've been listening lately. I've been listening to a bunch of '80s music. I've been all over it. I'm getting ready for summer, dude.
Well, since you got knocked back in your. Not back to the 80s by that forklift. That's probably why.
Yeah, fucking hit me with a fork. I'm alive. Then we got Thursday. These are two winnable games, but it's also they're in the category now. They're just trying to knock people out of the playoffs, which is cool. Right. If they would have beat the Sabres the other night, they would have been out of the playoffs. That would have been awesome. I wanted them in the playoffs, but it's nice to do that.
I like the way that the Sabres are finally.
They're not. They can't survive, though, that goal.
No, but it's just showing that that's, like, how an organization should work.
Yep.
Draft, build, and then play together. You don't just fucking buy every little fucking free agent on the market and throw shit at the wall and see what happens.
And then Thursday we got Flyers versus the Stars at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be a tough one, but, you know, can't say what's going to happen.
It all depends on if they start benching
their players,
their goaltender mainly.
Because we're not going to do that.
We won't, but...
Yep. I do love that Torts is literally pushing them, like, we're not done yet, so, like, you're not going anywhere.
If you want to be here, show it.
Yep. And then Saturday, I'm kind of interested in this game, the Flyers versus the Islanders. This may be another one of those games where, you know, you take 2 points away from the Islanders, they may not get in. So I don't know where they stay. Actually, I could see where they stay.
I'd rather them in there than Pittsburgh.
I would rather anybody in there than Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh and the Islanders, last I look, are both wild card spots.
Yeah, so the Pittsburgh's at 84 points. The Islanders at the top wild card slot at 87, and Florida is at 85. So Pittsburgh's battle with Florida for the second wild card. So, yeah, if we I guess it doesn't really it could matter. If we beat the Islanders, they could get knocked out. So that's our game right now, and I like it. I like fucking ripping the carpet out from under people. That's nice.
If we're not going to get a high draft pick, let's fuck some standings up.
Yep. Absolutely. And with that, we'll move on to, should be a good one, Butte of the Week. Butte of the Week is brought to you by Sterling Pig Brewery in Media, Pennsylvania. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Check out their operation over there in Media on State Street, little side street. We were drinking this bad boy the other night. This light is just like destroyed. Oh, we can do it.
Man.
Off with this light. Well, it's a very shiny can, by the way. The Fresh AF.
There you go.
March. There we go. Yeah. The double hop. Double dry hopped Imperial IPA. This thing is great. I slammed this thing down the other night. It went down like a glass of water. Their monthlies are usually pretty good, but they did this one special. There's a lot of Citra in this bad boy, and I destroy them. So I shouldn't, but I do. Should do a lot of things, but I do. Make sure you guys go check them out, local distributor. If you're in the Delco area, check them out. We got comment. We got now. Gotta be Jake Wall. Oh, no. All Philly sports talk. What's going on, guys? Great show. Thanks. All right, it's Eric. All right, it's EJ Moore. That's right. He's got a new thing on. You see that logo? Told me the other night. I'm kind of digging that logo a little bit.
It's perfect for St. Patty's.
Yeah.
And Phillies, or not Phillies, the Eagles.
Yeah. Because they're going back to the Kelly Green. See that?
About fucking time. Yeah, they only wanted it for the last 20 years.
Stay there. Ridiculous. All right, who you got for Butte of the Week?
Nick Delorier. The reigning champ.
He is the absolute reigning champ.
I mean, the kids are all playing good. Like, I can do my top three, but, you know, there's people that I'm be leaving off. The younger kids all get a pat on the back from me this week.
Yep. Yeah, they are playing very well. Was that it?
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good bit. I mean, you did like five there. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And so, you know, there were some games that sorry, I cut you off again, but there's some games that Sandstrom and Hart played very well. And then there's some games where it looked like they just put a cutout cardboard of a goaltender in that and let the other team just shoot.
There's a lot of Sandstrom goal. It's kind of crazy because I feel like Sandstrom has amazing saves, but then the regular just clapper from the line, it just goes right in. Can't have that. See, we got another comment. Greg Montour. Oh, Greg comes in here with Frost, Tippett, and Delorier. Yeah, I got a. Mine's definitely Frost is number one for me, and I never thought I would say that. I was very critical on him, but the question that you asked earlier, I think, has a lot to do with that. I think he's now able to play his game, and dude, he's like doing like behind the back shit there.
The like you're playing a video game. It's like, oh, I do this pivot all the time.
Yeah, the wife was like, "Who the hell is that?" I'm like, it's fucking Morgan Frost, dude. Like,
maybe Danny Briere gave him, was like, "Yo, since I got the reins right now."
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just put the show on.
I got goosebumps right now. Actually, we just talk about this thing because it's been a long time since we've had someone be able to dangle like that.
If he would have fucking made that, they would compare that goal with how Crosby does his like unbelievable backhand no look shots.
He's practicing during games.
Yeah,
that's what that looked like. Yeah, dude. Like I'm all about Morgan Frost.
Like he split two guys. Like one was a defenseman, one was a forward, but. If you split two guys and then still do that fucking two-step fucking spin, half spin on them.
And you didn't
get buried at the end of it? Like, most people just bury you.
Yeah, no. He's I don't know, man. If you listen to the commentary the other night, they said Morgan Frost isn't going fucking anywhere, dude. There was a little slip that they said the other night saying, Tortorella is said that he's building the team around Morgan Frost. And it's not like that, but it was said that, you know, next year, he's basically excited he's activated. He's finally activated. I'm excited about it. So you got Morgan Frost is my number one. Number two is Nick Seeler. Cause Nick Seeler came out of left field yesterday. And did that fucking wrap around I love Nick Seeler. And everybody's like, where did that come from? Like, he's doing it in like every game.
Because
get rid of Nick Seeler.
His size throws what people off. They're like, this big motherfucker doesn't have the hand and the speed to do a wraparound, let alone wrap around or pop it up out front.
It's like he heard people talking shit on him, saying that he was a plug. He's not even a plug anymore, dude. And he'll kick your ass. I fucking love it. I love it. That's Nick Seeler's number two. I got to give it to Deloria. Has to be my number three, but just because of the actions, he should be a number one. But the way that those two other players are playing, I mean, like you said, you got to give it to everyone. Like Noah Cates, you got to give it to Owen Tippett. You can give it to all the kids. Everyone's playing good. Konechny came back and scored his first game.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know. And I'm telling you what, you know, the last thing I got into it with someone about Lemieux. Somebody say he didn't deserve to be here. He's fucking playmaking right now. He's fucking assisted. Like, don't tell me. Torts, I'm taking back everything I said. I didn't say too many bad things about Torts, but I think they need to re-sign him as of right now to an extension afterwards. Because if he makes Brendan Lemieux a fucking playmaker, come on.
Or just if you put him out there on any line to grind down or to protect somebody, that his skill with the stick is a plus.
Yep.
I mean, years back with Mike Richards and Simone Gagné, to protect them too, they put Dan Carcello out.
Yep.
I think he got 13 or 15 goals that year. But, you know, you can make grinders in the playmakers just by having their presence on the ice.
Oh, Zach McKeown, just saying.
Yeah. I saw him play with LA.
How was that?
I like the black and silver jersey. So I was like, looks tight.
Fucking man. All right, let's move on to Philly City Top Titty. The City Top Titties brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. Check out the boys up on the mountain. I have here their Mountain Brew Wrong Way. Here we go. There you go. Yeah, little thing. Got a mountain on it. Mountain
that brew. Reminds me of like a sparkling water can.
Very very basic can. And it's also 4% alcohol. Nothing big. It's an American lager. Just beer. It's beer. Well, I love that it's just beer. So tune in to Doku Dive at the end of the month, this month, and we will be doing some stuff. So, yeah, I got a video for us.
Bounces the front to the shot blocked. That was Zub in the way. Lots a lot of shots. It goes back out now to York. 43 seconds in the power play. D'Angelo's shot. He scores! Tony D'Angelo, who passed up a shot or two earlier in the shift, didn't pass that one up. And he rips it past Talbot to tie this game at one on the power play goal.
There's a fan that's happy. D'Angelo also very pleased as he blasts that. Hayes doing a good job in checking the puck back after the Flyers had just missed an opportunity. JVR in front providing the screen. Kind of a fly.
Yeah. Look at that. JVR actually playing in front of the net.
Yeah. I think it's funny. We're watching the game. Charlotte said, that was a laser beam. I was like, oh, my God. It should have been. Come on. I love when they watch the game. I can't wait for your boy to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. We'll do a box. Got to do it.
Because, I mean, it sucks because I can't really get him to sit down to watch the Flyers game yet because, like, you know, with the whole streaming thing. So, like, the games we do watch, like, I'll put on, like, whenever I see Tampa Bay playing because that kid's on there, Janot.
Yeah.
And sure as shit, he beat the fucking brakes off of somebody the other day.
He does that.
Caught him with a great fucking uppercut and just folded him on him.
Drilled him.
Yeah. I think it was against Ottawa. But, I don't know. If I find the video, I'll send it over to you. But
yeah, Tony D with the laser beam. Yeah, actually, when he gets older, you're gonna appreciate the matinee games more.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
During the day, you know. The 5 o'clock games, that's why I'm always like, oh, 5 o'clock game. So the first thing I do is I text Linz. Tell Char when you pick her up, 5 o'clock game. I give a video of her freaking out. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. Tony D doing a laser beam, as Charlotte Ryan Bell would say. Yeah, love Tony D's play. He's got a bomb. I love a lot of Flyers have bombs from the point.
I'm glad Ristolainen's finally fucking using it.
Yep. Yeah, you don't want to get hit by that either.
No.
People fucking down, dude. Yeah, it's a good look. Tony D, I mean, hearing rumors about him being moved maybe in off season, that'd be a bad move in my opinion.
Well, it depends on what you get back. You know, yeah. I mean, he's a good deal. $5 million for a guy that can put up points.
I keep forgetting that we do have Braun.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm just saying that well, that's what I'm saying is that he's a piece that you don't really pay attention to. So you could get rid of him if it was a money game. You could send him somewhere for maybe some kind of a return. Because, you know, we're not extending Braun. Or if we did, I mean, I'd be okay with it too. But I like Tony D better than I like Braun.
Plus, we still have Tony D for 2 years.
Yeah, well, we also have Kevin Hayes for how long, and I almost guarantee he'll be in Columbus next season.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be some weird shit going on. But to be honest with you, I don't give a shit if Kevin Hayes goes now. He's not playing.
If it happens, you know, I still have a feeling we're going to be stuck with the fucking contract.
If things go the way that we would hope they go, and Danny B is, we're hearing that there's going to be some alumni up top, which is fucking great. And yeah, I think that they're going to be in the capable hands of, it's sounding like it may be Eric Lindros. I know. And then still Danny B and Torts. So I'm okay with that combination. I would 100% rather have, Eddie Olczyk, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because that guy's a guy
that played longer than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but the dude, I love when he commentates, dude. He's just straight. Yeah. He's just straight out. Yeah. But we'll see. But yeah, I like Tony D's play. I hope we don't do some weird moves and get him out of here just because people are soft as shit and like to complain.
Nah, because I mean the best thing to do is you always give somebody else a second chance or a third chance. I mean, all these motherfuckers that are all about, you know, want to cancel people, but yet you'll give these drug addicts fucking multiple fucking chances. So,
yep.
This kid was young and said some fucking shit and got into a fight. So,
first off, ask anybody that even says anything about him, ask him what he said, what was said. And no one can tell you because there was nothing ever documented.
Yep.
One. Two, so he punched Georgiev in the face. I don't give a shit. I like that. You
guys are competitive.
Players fight each other at practice all the time. That happened in the locker room. Fuck off. Fuck off. Well, even would you rather bang his wife? Because that's what used to happen. You want to go down that road? I don't think you want to go down that road. Coming down with something there.
Yeah, gotta wash this down.
To move on to knuckle duster. End of that. I'm big fan. Brent made that. Pretty simple. Pretty basic. I'm the only one that...
It has design everywhere.
I'm a big fan. Knuckle Dusters is brought to you by... Yeah, this thing is killing me. J.E. Kokushka Concrete and Chimney. Go to the link in the description. Click on that bad boy. We'll give you a quote. The local... Local Delco guy. Check him out. Supports us. We support him. Known him for a long time. So he's got a nice little company going on there. So let's see. We got here we go. You ready? Okay, you're ready.
Ring the bell here. Wow. Center ice. Nicholas Deslauriers, 6'1", 220. Austin Watson, 6'4", 198.
Deslauriers does this about as much as anybody in the league.
Watson has the right hand free, so does DeLorean. Oh, Watson connects, DeLorean responds. Big right's another big right. And nearly into the bench is DeLorean. Down go the big men on the second tilt of the second period.
Now Catholic wants to throw around. Look at this.
We might not be done.
Now, there are six flyers. They're going to go. Cartridge.
Yep.
You don't see the
DeLorean. Second fight in the stoppage. A second fight in the stoppage from DeLorean.
You do not ever see this.
Kastelic incensed. DeLorean doesn't care. That'll be it.
What a bitch.
Who the hell is Kastelic?
What a bitch move. And you got your ass kicked during that.
Yeah. Again, this is why Nick Deslauriers deserves all the money and the no move clause. He has earned the no move clause. So, I don't know, in my eyes, you don't have to agree with it, but
shut the fuck up.
I mean, his contract's not even that bad. It's not like $7 million for fucking 10 years.
Yeah. People are more mad about the no move clause than him being a goon. He scores. I mean, he does things.
He also penalty kills.
A huge penalty kill. Huge on the penalty kill. I got another one. Hello.
This game, that is the case with him. He's got the puck here. Centers it, and it's back at it up high and off the glass. So we got to fight it. Center is to break it going with Farabee. Joel Farabee taking some rights. As he is a game individual coming back from that surgery and getting involved in fights, and DeBrinket's firing away. Farabee coming back to the right, another one from DeBrinket, and Farabee comes right back and knocks him down, and they both go to the ice.
Didn't go as planned, but
right. No, bitch move by DeBrinket. As soon as his helmet went off, he dove to the ground.
Yep.
It kind of locked his knees up and just like, nope.
Kind of looked like Farabee kind of drilled his face into the ice, but you know, you're on the other team, so I don't really give a fuck. Yeah, so that's what we got for Knuckle Duster. We can get into the mailbag. You don't like the mailbag, so
that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
You've got mail.
What was that brought to you by? Hangman. Okay. Totally drop the ball on that one. Mailbags brought to you by, is it Hangman? Say that again. It is Hangman. Okay.
It is now.
It is. Mailbags brought to you by Hangman Brewing. Go to www.hangmanbrewing.com and check out their operation in Claymont, Delaware. Brad over there is making some serious stuff. I dropped the blueberry sour that we were supposed to do. So it's hooking us up with this new pale ale, which is going to be pretty cool. Yeah, it's right around the corner. So can't argue with that. So the question was, and I put it up a little late, so that's, we didn't get too many responses besides you and him. You know, that's not the one. There we go. Will Carter Hart put on a Flyers jersey again? Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand the hate from this one. I'm just saying. I don't. Why don't you like this question?
Why would you give up on a good goaltender?
Hey, don't say it's me. It's not me.
I just want to hear the, you know, I mean, unless if you're getting a fucking boatload in return.
The Wade told me to knock it off, which was my bad.
I was just answering it as bluntly as I could. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't think we hang on the goaltenders anymore, so.
I think that's true, and I think we don't hang on to them after we've destroyed them. I mean, you look at Alex Lyon. Alex Lyon just had his first shutout as an NHL goalie the other night with the Panthers. Bobrovsky is very wishy-washy, though.
Two Vezinas since he left us.
So let's look at Anthony Stolarz. He's now starting to start for the Ducks sometimes.
Because they're probably going to get ready to shop Gibson because they know that he isn't going to be around when they, you know, all the draft picks start panning out.
So then you have, and now you have Hart, you have Sandstrom. It's kind of like, I honestly think we just need to get another goalie guy because it's whatever we're doing is just not working. And who's making the decision to just bring them up to sit like the Hart thing? If it were me, when Hart came up, his comments are what I think have put me in the category of, it's not that I don't like Hart. It's that, hey, so I deserve to be up there. Let me up there. I don't like that. Were his numbers that way? Yeah. We also went through like 9 goalies that year.
Right.
We didn't need to bring him up. Did he catch fire? Yes. Yes. We all know the story. But the statement being made, hey, like my stats are better than all of those guys right now. Let me up there. And they did. I don't like that. I don't think they handled Hart right. I think Hart should have stayed in the AHL for a long time. I just hope that when and if he gets moved, that he wasn't completely destroyed by us. But I'm guessing that's what's going to happen. His confidence is like an emotional roller coaster. Now he's not dressing. So what is he not dressing for? He's not, if he's sick, okay, you're sick. Now you're sick. Yesterday was an emergency goalie recall for Sam Ersson. So it's just, and I have another question in the woodshed that we'll get into too. But Brandon chimes in with, and like I said, the question, will Hart put on Flyers jersey again? It's 50-50. A part of me would like him to be here another year so Ersson can watch him and learn more. But I feel like if he doesn't want to be here for a rebuild as a Flyer and hockey fan, I respect that and put him on a cup contending team and make sure we get the right pieces in return if we choose to move him. And then there was your comment.
At that point, the only team that I would have saw him fitting in would have been LA at the time. But LA already solidified that and then some.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he'd do good in Vegas because Vegas does a lot of shitty defensive shit. So
I like Brandon's response because it brings up a point for me is why would you not want to be here for a rebuild? Like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, he's young, so.
That makes no sense. Like, it hasn't been proven that this is just my speculation, which I would only guess, there has to be some validity to it, is that he said that he didn't want to be here for the rebuild, and they were like, okay, well, we're going to tell everybody when the season's over, you're available. Okay, so. You're not that old. he had a pretty good season this year. Mm-hmm. Teams are going to want him. And teams are going to want him that have a goalie issue. And most teams have goalie issues. The only team that doesn't really have a goalie issue is probably Tampa.
Boston.
Solid goalie tandem. Boston.
Like Boston's got a great one, too. It's like
right
1A, 1B. You know, Rangers got a good one goaltender. I don't know too much about their backup. Islanders, same thing. They got a great starting goaltender. The backup, I think, is Halak. Or did Halak go to, I don't know.
If you go anywhere else, though.
Maybe we could send them to Columbus with Kevin Hayes.
And get what in return? Johnny Hockey? Let's go. Now would be the time. Now would be the time to get something like that, because now we need a goal scorer.
At that time, you would also need a goalie to keep the fucking pucks out of your net. You're not going to put Sandstrom back there.
Okay, so like, there's like in the woodshed, we'll get into it. But my thing is, it's just if that's true, then I'm not on board with Hart as a goalie, because you haven't done anything to solidify, or you haven't done anything for you to be able to say, hey, like, I want out of Philly. There's nothing that the city idolizes you. You know, you are the franchise goalie. Like, what about Carey Price, dude? Like, how long? Like, he was part of great teams. He was part of horrible teams. That's the name of being a goalie. That's the title. You ride the bus, bud. Like, you're in. Like, you don't get to not be in. So, have they had defensive problems? Yeah. They have offensive problems, yeah. But the one thing that has been pretty consistent has been Hart's play. But like, it definitely took me off. It took me off guard. That when he, if that's what's going on, is he wants out, and they're like, okay. But it also makes me feel a lot better that even someone like Hart, if he did come out and say, "Hey, I want out," and they're like, "Okay, see ya." That's, I like that. Doesn't matter who you are. See ya. But yeah, will he put on a jersey again? I'm gonna say yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't. But you know, just trying to get people's opinions out here. But you know,
Himself. Trying to get the ball rolling.
Trying to get flared off.
Now, all right. Now, if you got calls for him, what would the asking price be in your position?
It all depends on who the team is. Some teams, I mean, if some teams are so defensively heavy, I don't want defense right now. I just don't. I mean, they just need to figure out. They need to mesh a little bit longer. They've only been around for one season together. There's still things that they need to learn. The offense is doing a lot better than people thought they were going to. It really only seems like the problems are in net right now. And there's a question, like I said, down in the woodshed. We'll talk about it. But if I'm asking, say, give me a team, I'll tell you what.
We'll go with Vegas because they're the ones that love to just manhandle their team without repercussion.
See, that's a tough one because they don't have anything really. I mean, if you think about it, their top D-man has been hurt for almost 2 years straight. Alex Martinez, you know, Petrangelo's back, but you know, he's hurt off and on. They don't have a goalie tandem that they'd be willing to get rid of. They have one good goalie, and then they have a semi-okay backup that are both hurt.
And then he got Quick now.
Now you have Quick, who's almost washed because he's not doing that great down there. We'll go to San Jose. Send him over there because they're going to need a goalie at some point. They're going to be rebuilding. Give me Eric.
But you also got to remember that. Fuck that contract, but they're also going to be in a rebuild. Carter Hart's probably going to be like, can you not send me to a rebuild?
Okay, so if he doesn't want to rebuild, then
I'd now your window is really fucking slim.
I would say he could
Toronto. But the problem is their cap space.
What about Edmonton?
Yeah, if he thinks it's our media sucks down here. Well, market, I think he's going to eat him alive.
Well, he's from – that's where he's from. And, you know, where his favorite play – he'd be playing with his favorite guy. And they need a goalie because Stuart Skinner is not doing it like everyone thought he was going to, and Campbell's not doing it like everyone thought he was going to. Anywhere you go, it's I want a number one sniper. That's what we need. We need a number one sniper, and then all everything falls into place. So, fuck off this topic.
All right. Say if they they can't move a player because most likely has no trade clause, no movement clause. Amount of draft picks would you want to take? Because that's probably what we're gonna end up taking.
Well, I want or first a player rounds. That's fucking hurt. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking anything more than less than a first round. It's Carter Hart. It is what it is. I mean, and honestly, when I don't make this trade happen until the draft. And I go to whoever wins. I say, give me Bedard. Because so many people need a goalie, especially if they're a number, they get the first lottery. Yeah, that team's going to need it. They're going to need a goalie because people say the Coyotes get it. Vermelka, the people are looking at him. He's not going to be there next year. Montreal, Carey Price is washed. Their goalie, Allen, he's not the guy. They're going to want him. They're going to want him. All the bad teams need a goalie. Jones is not going to be able to do it over there in Seattle. They're not going to do it anyway, but they're going to need a goalie tandem. They're going to need a goalie, period, because Grubauer and, like I said, Jones, they're not the guys.
No, they cashed in, though.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You want a goalie? Give me Matty Beniers. That's what it looks like. It looks like that. Now, it's not a Connor McDavid or a Leon Draisaitl type deal, but it's give me a first-round pick or give me your best player. Not generational player, but if it's during the draft, yeah, give me your first pick, and I'm taking Bedard.
Bedard or any of the
Fantilli.
Top five. Yeah,
I would take Brendan Jaeger as well. I would take a couple of them. There's a couple of top. I would say top seven. I would take any of the players. They're all Bedard's generational. The other ones are right underneath. Fantilli is right underneath. So
yeah,
oh, let's fucking move on for the love of fucking Christ. Get to the woodshed. What was it? All right, the woodshed is brought to you by the Neshaminy Creek Brewing out of Croydon, PA. They also have somewhere. They have a tap house in New Hope, PA. They're all over the place now. We were drinking the other day. It's Your Day, double dry hopped American IPA. I don't know if you can see the can. It's got that's some cool shit on it. You know, this bad boy is also 7% alcohol, so you can see how that night went.
Remember?
I do remember. I do remember. And then I remember. I don't remember that. Apparently, I was just left in the living room to watch Miracle by myself because Scotty Longwind's a street bitch. Check them out. They got a cool tap room. They got cool merch. They got cool can. Their can art's the best in the biz. Big horror fans. They are gonna be doing a luau this month. I think it's this month or May, something like that. And then we're gonna be there. Well, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna do some stuff. So check it out. We got some topics here. This one, a TK came back during the versus Sabres, which I think was a big success because he scored. So I mean, not losing it, looking good. Thoughts on that? We're gonna rip through these because it's just, yeah. Phantom Scope's gonna take a little bit. Well, plus there's a couple. So, thoughts on TK coming back?
I mean, I would just played it safe and just let him stay out, but no, I think the team left it up to him to come back whenever he felt ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I like he came back. He scored. It was like he didn't lose a beat. He was chippy. He was pissing people off. So like that. Next thing is Coots gets shut down for the rest of the season. I think this is the best option. There's no reason for him to come back. But this is also gonna hopefully, this is gonna be him resting up and coming back 100% next year. Hopefully that's the case, and obviously it doesn't re-aggravate anything, but he's pissed off. There's been some things that there's been some video content being released out there of him getting mad. He wanted to come back, but Yeah, they did the right move. There's no reason. I think it was funny. I was explaining to Linz when it happened. I was like, she was like, well, what about Ryan Ellis? And I was like, yeah, who the fuck is that guy?
Right.
Does he ever play again? I'm going to say no.
That's what your question should have been.
Yeah. But there's nothing. We could talk about Ryan Ellis all day, but it's crazy. We could talk about him all day, but there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
It's just where fuck he's. The last I heard is he has degenerative disease, I think it was. And that sounds horrible. If that's the case, I mean, that's no good. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Kutz gets the rest for the rest of the year. And then all off season. And then I guess he'll start practicing again, or he's probably not going to stop practicing.
No, he's probably going to be practicing and training. That's what happened in the first off season. He did something to his back, went and had it looked at and realized, you know, I have something with his disc in his back. I don't know too much about it, but
yep. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully it's good. I don't think anyone else is anyone else hurt. I think after that it's just Ryan Ellis, isn't it?
Cam Atkinson. He had his neck issue, and then him and his wife just had a kid again. So I mean, fucking with your neck, you know.
See you next season.
Yeah.
Next one is toughness is covered. We do have toughness covered across the board. But what's the next area of concern?
Goal scoring.
It is goal scoring.
Yep. Most of the guys that we've had throughout the years of our draft are the two-way grinding types, or the two-way defensemen with the potential or good offensive side. But our offense, Jeff Carter was like our only sniper in recent history. Cutter Guthier, our last year's draft pick.
Yep.
He's more like a two-way centerman, or he could even play wing, but he has a more of a scoring touch. But you got Bobby Brake, that's supposed to be a playmaker, but you know, when you're 5 foot nothing, 100 pounds soaking wet,
I'm not sold on him. I'm sorry, I can't get behind it.
It's very hard to get sold on these smaller players. I mean, one of my favorite players of all time, Martin St. Louis, I mean, he had a heart of a fucking fighter, because when he got knocked fuck around, he goes right back in it. He goes play the front of the net. Danny Briere, same thing. Goes the front or around the net, behind the net. But Bobby Brink, you know, I mean, the way the game's played, he could probably survive a little bit longer, because almost anybody bigger than you hitting you, you could draw a penalty. So
it's just
some more about him. Sorry.
It's just tough. I can't get behind it. I just can't. Especially because of the way that I like the game to be played too. I fear for the guy. That's all. Nothing against his play. I don't want him to get hurt. I think that it has to be goal scoring. And the next topic actually is the reason why. If Hart's out, who battles for starter? Sandstrom, Ersin, and Fedotov. And me personally, I think Sandstrom is going to stay down in the AHL. I know that Torts is high on Ersin. And then if Fedotov does and is allowed to, and I don't know if he's going to be able to come over with the recent shit that's going on. But if in a perfect world of what should happen, Ersin and Fedotov should battle for it. And regardless, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that tandem. So we haven't seen shit from Fedotov, but he's older. He's an older goalie. He's already established over in Russia. So that's kind of how they're developed over there. So he's right. He was ready to rock and roll. He was only supposed to be doing his service for this year. So he should be 2023-24 season. He should be over here. And if I'm the Flyers, and I know Danny Briere, and I know that Torts are going to try to get his ass stateside as soon as fucking possible. And then that's it. So I personally think that's what's going to happen. I don't know what you think.
It's kind of surprising that the Flyer organization, the old heads that were up there, actually wanted to get a Russian, another Russian goaltender after the Burzgalov fiasco.
Yep.
And the Bobrovsky. I mean, well, we weren't going to pay him. So
Bobrovsky at least solidified somewhat somewhere. The Burzgalov was just like a fucking
space. I mean, if you think about it, before we got Briz, we're like, we have to get the best goalie available. Briz was available.
Yep, that's true.
He had a cup in his resume as a backup, but he still had it on his resume. With Bob, he came out of nowhere for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's playing good. He's playing good. And then we fucking just let him walk, we let him walk to Columbus.
Yep.
The first half, it's not like it was the $10 million that pried him away, because that was what got him out of Columbus. So,
yep. With that being said, let's jump on into Phantom Scoop and get the hell out of here. All right, so Phantom Scoop is brought to you by Norse Beards. Go to www.norsebeards.com. Use promo code OCS for 25% off your Beardsman products. He is stocking. It is stocking. We have made confirmation that he's stocking. He's got beard bombs. He's got the oils. Does not have the Caribbean beard wash, but he's got everything else. So check him out. We're with the guy. So we get our Phantoms and Royals update from Sam Ersson. We can get it from Sam Ersson. Sam Wismer of Flyers Nitty Gritty. And the AHL Beauties on Old City Sports Network. So, obviously, Sam Ersson was recalled for emergency purposes the other night. Emil Andre is the new guy that we got. Scored his first AHL goal Saturday night. Phantom's injuries include Troy. Oh, I totally forgot. Oh my God, some of these names I forgot they even existed. Troy Grossnick. I can't believe we talked to him anyway. Troy Grossnick, Hayden Hodgson. Yeah, everybody was so high on him, dude. I'm glad I shut up.
But you got to remember, he did play pretty good when he was up.
No, he did. It's just everybody. It's a shiny new toy. It's just like, it's so played out. Like, I'm just so tired of it. Maybe we're growing. Probably not. Hayden Hodgson, Igor Zamula is hurt now. Cooper Marody, he was up a little bit, I think. Well, no, he wasn't. Maybe he was. I don't know. Phantoms are currently fifth place in the Atlantic Division, 3 points behind Springfield Thunderbirds, seventh in the Eastern Conference and 14th in the AHL overall. They play the Bridgeport. They play Bridgeport at today at 3 p.m., so that's in a couple minutes here. The Royals report, Pat Nagel had settled into second place for all-time wins by a goaltender in the ECHL at 222. He has since been reassigned to Lehigh. Yeah, well, now he's up. Royals injuries include goaltender Caden Fulcher and forward Yvonne Mongo. Matt Vernon, check this out. Sam was actually texting me about this. Matt Vernon, son of NHL Mike Vernon. I don't know if you remember him from back in the day. Was signed to a player tryout. The Royals have clinched a playoff berth to the Kelly Cup playoffs. Royals are in eighth place in the ECHL, fourth in the Eastern Conference, and second place in the North Division, 11 points behind Newfoundland. So it looks like the... yeah. Looks like they're going. At least one of them's going.
Yeah.
Royals, huh? Sam's been going there a lot lately, and she's just hype on it. She's got a lot of interviews. She's got Ronnie Adder. She's going to be ripping that one. That's pretty cool. But yeah, so let's get the final thought. Get the hell out of here, please. Music rolling. That's not a final thought. The old music rolling.
I was going to say, what are you going to do, the fucking Irish jig again?
I'll get new stuff. We're gonna have to get together and figure out what we're going to do there.
Should get, like, the Mortal Kombat theme, and then at the end. got like fatality right across.
Wow. Could do that.
Probably get sued for it, but.
Probably, but.
I don't care.
Okay. what do you got for final thought? Anything?
Hopefully, whoever we get to run the ship next year in the GM seat and the owner, if they do that route again, hopefully they steer it in the right direction. We're probably not doing one next week, right? Because of Easter?
Nah, we aren't going to do one next week. We're a bye week. They play, though. They play on Easter. It's fucked up. But, yeah, it's whatever. It'll work, I guess.
Make that double time.
Yeah. Yeah, my final thought's going to be ESPN fucking Plus sucks. And lost Fubo. Thanks a lot, Mom and Dad.
I mean, $80 a fucking month for...
I was trying to split it with some people, but still, people were like, wait, I got to pay $40? I'm like, bro. I get it. ESPN Plus. And then make sure everyone goes and likes us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley for our group and our like page. On Twitter at FlyersAlleyPod1 and Instagram at FlyersAlley. YouTube, go check it out. Go subscribe to Old City Sports Network. With that being said, that was episode 107 of Flyers Alley, and we are winding down here, people. I guess next week is what? Is there one more week after that?
Next week is Easter, and then I think one week after that should wrap it up.
One more episode of Flyers Alley here, and you guys are, let your kids listen to something else. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Have a good Easter.
Yeah, fuck these.